Yes. All right. All right. Bless God. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, I thank you for today. I thank you, Lord, we can all come together and learn from you. Lord, we come with hearts of expectancy this morning, Lord, ready to receive your word. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, today, Miss Victoria and Miss Grace are going to speak for us. And if you two want to come up here, we'll go ahead and pray for you. Nick, you want to pray for him?
Lord God, I thank you for Victoria and Grace. God, I pray that you anoint their lips and give them revelation to give to us, God, and that you will be their supply when they speak, Lord God, so that we can all receive from it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, well, the Lord told me to speak on love today, and he gave me some scripture. I'm going to be reading from the NIV version. And 1 John 4, 7 through 8 says, "Let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born from God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." So what this verse is saying is that when we don't love others, we don't know him. There's no way you can love anybody if you do not have a relationship with God. Because when you spend time with God, then you know his ways. His way of love is 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. Can someone read that for me, please? Four through eight, yeah. You want to read it?
Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For ye know in part, and ye prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with.
Yeah, that's good. Because what that verse is saying is that God is basically everything that it said in that verse. So if you want to be like him, you should spend time with him. So whether it's your siblings or your friends, love them, and you will know God, because love is God and God is love. Good.
Well, I'm going to be talking about how God can use us, objects, and animals to do the will of God. And my first example is in Exodus. It's 4, 2 through 5, or through 4. And it says, "Moses answered, 'This is my walking stick. The Lord said, throw it on the ground.' So Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake. Moses ran from the snake, but the Lord said, 'Reach out and grab the snake by its tail.' So Moses reached out and grabbed the stick by its tail, and it turned into his walking stick. And then so that is when God used the stick and Moses when he did miracles in front of Pharaoh. And next, my next example is in 1 Samuel. It's 1 Samuel, I'm talking about David and Goliath. And he uses David and 5 smooth stones. And that's in 1 Samuel 40. It says, he took a stick in his hand and he chose 5 smooth stones from a stream. He put them in his pouch and held his string in his hand. Then he went to meet Goliath. At the same time, the Pharaoh was... Oh, never mind about that. But my last example is in Joshua. It's Joshua 6:3-5. And it's about when if the walls of Jericho fell down, and when God used the horns made out of sheep to knock down the wall. And it says, march around the city with your army one time every day. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets made from horns of mate sheep. Tell them to march in front of the holy box. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times. On the day, tells the priests to blow the trumpets as they march. When they make one long blast on the trumpets, when you hear the sound, have all people give a loud shout. Then the walls of the city will fall and the people will go straight into the city. And just from what I'm saying today, I just want to tell you that God can use you and objects and animals to preach his will.
Let's give them both another hand clap. Thank God that he uses each and every one of us, and he can use each and every one of us to bring a word of hope and life and encouragement and speak life and hope into other people. Amen? Amen. It's blessed and glorious. It always blesses me whenever I see any of you come up here and speak, because I know that, you know, it's not always the easy thing, it's not always the comfortable thing, but it's the right thing. It's the thing that God wants you to do, because he's laid something on your heart to share. So it really blesses my heart. I thought it was interesting, the topics that they both chose to pick to talk about this morning. I love how God moves, because he has been laying on my heart the topic in particular of love and of his power through love and how he shows that to us. So bless God that he always works in unity and works as one. Amen? Amen. So the Lord's been talking to me, and the very first thing that he's told me about love, he said, Luke, I am love. In the Bible says that God is love. So what's it mean that God is love? What does that mean? What does that mean? You think about that question, you go, what does that mean? That means that, no, it doesn't mean that God has love. It doesn't mean that God has love. It doesn't mean that God likes love. It means that God is love. That means that his very being is composed of love. That means that his very fabric of his being, the very nature of God, is love. It's not embedded in love. It actually is love. So God, by definition, is love. So you go, this is something that would be very, very important for us to understand. If we love God, if we claim to follow God, to be believers, you know, to follow Christ, it's very important that we understand love and how to walk in love and how to show love to others, because we want to share the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ with others, right? Right? And we want to share that with others, but if we don't understand his love, it's going to be very difficult to share him with others, because that's who he is. That's what he is. He is love. So it's in his very nature to extend this love. Part of walking in love is it's in love's nature to extend that same love to others and to show others love. That's part of the nature and the love of God. So how do we know that God loves us? How do we know that God loves us? The Bible is very clear, and it actually asks and answers this question when it says, how does God love us? And in summary, it pretty much says, because he sent his only son to die for us. He sent his son to die for us. His son came, and it's Christmas time, so I'm sure most of you, or all of you, probably do know the story of Jesus, how he came to earth, and, you know, he's a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. They light him in a manger, and God sent his only son here on earth to die for us, and then raise again to rise again on the third day and defeat death. So he gave up his only son for our sins and was separated from it. You know, you think about it, from the dawn of time, before time even existed, before the earth even existed, Jesus was always with the Father. He was always with the Father, never separated from God, ever. But when he came here to earth, in that moment when he died on the cross, he said, my God, why have ye forsaken me? And when you think about it, you know, if you have never in your life been separated from the love of God, and in that one moment in time when he bore all of our sins, he was separated from the Father. That's a huge sacrifice. He gave so much for us. He gave so much for us. So it is the least that we can do to understand what he did for us and to give that out back and to share it with others and to tell others what God has done for us, right? Right? Have you ever seen a little child who gets a present that they really, 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 really wanted? Yeah? How many of you have ever seen that? Right? Right? We've all seen that. And they're so excited, and they tell everyone, even though there's people that are standing right there in the room, and they saw them get it, they run up to them with it, and they're like, look what I got. I got this and this, and I got a brand new dinosaur. No, that's what you all wanted for Christmas, is dinosaurs. At least that's what I wanted when I was little, is dinosaurs. And you get it, and even though their parents are standing right there, and they're the ones that, you know, may have even gotten it for you, you're like, look what I got. I got this dinosaur. I can't believe it. So you're so excited that you have to tell everyone. Well, in the same way, you look at how much God has given us in salvation. He's given us health and prosperity. And he saved us from our sins. And he set us free from the curse of the law and all these things. Shouldn't we be just as excited to tell other people about the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ? Amen? Amen. And about God's love for us. His love for us. Because it's so great. He's given us so much. Given us so much. So, now we think about God's love and about his goodness, but we also have to remember that God is just. He is also just. If you'll turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. And now it's in love's nature to extend forgiveness and mercy and love to everyone else. And we turn to Matthew chapter 7. Yes, verse 1 through 5. And it says, judge not that ye be not judged, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. And why beholdest thee the mote in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast the beam out of thine own eye, then shalt thou see clearly to cast the mote out of thy brother's eye. And I believe it was Pastor Skinner who had read this last week. Anyway, we heard this last week, and the Lord spoke to me when he heard this, and he said, that has to do with my love. And I thought, what does that have to do with your love? What's that got to do with your love? But because God is love, and this is something that came from God, it has something to do with his love. So as I was praying about it, he said, Luke, love extends forgiveness and mercy to everyone. But if you don't show that love to others, I can't show it to you. In the very first verse, it says, judge not, lest thou also be judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. So he said, Luke, if you only show people a little bit of love, that little bit of love that you showed to other people, that's what will be shown to you. It says, if you show people my love, my mercy, my grace, that's what will be extended to you also. And I said, Lord, that's not something I can do in my own physical nature. I personally, you know, the Luke Mosher that's the fleshly Luke does not show that kind of love to people. He likes people who are nice to him, and he doesn't like people who are not nice to him. That's how the fleshly nature works. If you're not nice to him, he doesn't like you anymore. So I said, Lord, how do I do this? How do I show your love? How do I judge not so that I'm not judged? Because I don't want to be judged. I don't want to be judged with the little pinch of, you know, grace that we like to give to people. You know, if people slip up just a little bit, you're like, I'm done with you. I'm tired of that. Can't take it anymore. No, I want to have the same grace that God gives. I want God's love to be extended unto me. So I go, Lord, how do I extend that to other people? And he said, well, not in yourself. You can't do it in yourself. He said, well, thank you. I kind of saw that one coming. But you have to do it by trusting in God and through the grace of God. You have to do it through God. He said, Luke, your spirit is alive unto me, and it shows the love of God. If you walk by the Spirit, you will show the love of God to other people. And I said, thank you, Lord. Because the Lord showed me right there that in order to walk in his love, we have to be walking by his Spirit. We have to walk by his Spirit. Does that make sense? Amen? All right. So to walk by God's Spirit, how do we walk by God's Spirit? Well, we can't fulfill the desires of the flesh. It says, walk not after the things of the flesh. So how do you walk after God's Spirit? You walk by faith. Walking by faith is how you walk in the Spirit. So we walk by faith. It says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if we spend time in God's Word, we spend time meditating in His Word, we spend time learning His Word, spend time talking to God, listening to Him speak to you on every day, you know, you go, Lord, you know, is there anything you want to tell me? You listen to His Holy Spirit, even in small decisions, decisions big and small, you're listening to Him. You're always listening to what He has to say, His words. You're walking by the Spirit. When you do that, you will be able then to see what God's love would do. He told me, Luke, in this, when you have something arise and someone, like say, makes you angry, and you have a situation where you can react, you then have a choice to make. And every choice you make determines your destiny. Big and small, every choice that you make determines who you are. It changes your character and who you are, whether you realize it or not. But every day, every choice that you make, you're being changed. And so with that choice that comes up before you, every moment, every day, you choose. Something happens, you choose. How am I going to change my character? Am I going to change myself to be more in the image, more in the likeness of God? Or am I going to slip back into the old self, into the old nature, away from God? Am I going to choose to walk in love? Or am I going to choose to walk in pride or hatred or bitterness? So when you have that choice presented before you, if you've been spending time in God's Word, you've been spending time in His Spirit, you will be able to perceive and see that as the choice. Because that's the first thing you have to be able to do. You have to see it as a choice. You have to see it as a choice to walk in love or to not. And then once you see that choice, you'll be able to make the right decision if you've been spending time in my Word. So because my Word will rise up in you strong. And it will declare. My Word will declare what you should do. For God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. These sort of things that will rise up in you when you're tempted with fear. Say you're going to come up here this morning and speak, and you're tempted with fear. The choice that you make will determine your character. It changes who you are when you choose to do something or to not do something because of fear. So when you choose to act out in faith, because God's given you power and love and a sound mind, then that changes who you are on the inside. And you can only do that because God has given you the strength to do that and because you've been spending that time in the Word to do it. Amen? Amen. Well, bless God. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father God, I thank you for today. I thank you, Lord, for this glorious day. I thank you, Lord, for sending your Son to this earth. Thank you, Lord, we can all learn from you and we can walk by the Spirit and by faith. In your name I pray. Amen.